Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 29th. Happy Resurrection Day. I hope I get to see you in worship today. If you're listening along and you don't go to Mountain Brook Baptist, I'm still thankful for you and hope that you will gather with God's people wherever you are, if you are able. We are starting a new week, so we need to go over our memory verse for this week. It's from Matthew chapter 10, verse 39, and it really connects with our second passage in Luke's gospel. This is what it says: "Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it." In our 180 days through the Bible, we are in the book of Hebrews today. We'll be in Hebrews for 3 days. Today we'll read chapter 2, starting in verse 10, and we'll go through verse 18. This talks about how Jesus came to be one of us. He stepped into our shoes in humanity, and he understands what it is like to be one of us. In fact, he suffered even death, like we suffer, so that he could bring us into relationship with God the Father. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, "I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters in the assembly. I will sing your praises." And again, "I will put my trust in him." And again, he says, "Here am I and the children God has given me." Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity so that by his death, he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. As I contemplate this passage, I am struck by the fact that the writer of Hebrews says Jesus was fully human in every way. I've heard it said this way, that he's 100% human and 100% God. And he was made to be a human in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest. What does the high priest do? He goes into the Holy of Holies and he offers a sacrifice on behalf of the people. Now, the high priest in the Old Testament days would go in once a year into the Holy of Holies and re-offer sacrifices. But the great high priest, once and for all, offers himself, the sinless Son of God, as a sacrifice so that we can be made atonement for, or as it says here, he might make atonement for the sins of the people. I like the idea that Jesus has walked in our shoes, that he has shown us grace and patience and understanding because he really knows what it's like to be human. He was tempted in every way and even faced death on our behalf. What a wonderful Savior we have. Our second passage today is Luke chapter 9, verses 21 through 27, and this comes on the heels of Jesus being declared the Messiah by Peter. Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone, and he said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." Then he said to them all, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God. Think about the connection here between the passage in Hebrews and the passage in Hebrews. In Hebrews, we see that Jesus walked in our shoes. And in this passage in Luke, we are called to walk in Jesus' shoes. We're called to take up our cross daily and to follow him. And that connects with our memory verse from this week. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. It's a high calling. Lord, help us to be bold and not just focus in on what we need, but help us to be a people who live for your kingdom's sake. Our final passage is Proverbs 29, verse 1. Whoever remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This proverb reminds us that if we continually ignore rebuke or correction, then destruction is coming our way. This is a rebuke against those who are not teachable. Oftentimes, I like to think of others as not being teachable. I can point out all the ways that they need to change, but this proverb is for each of us today. We need to pray, Lord, help me to see the ways where I am unteachable, where my heart is unmoved, where I am callous, where I am unchanging. Will you pray with me? Father, open our eyes so that we might see your glory. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us everything that we need, physically, spiritually, socially, financially, emotionally. We thank you, Lord, that you are the provider. You are our great shepherd. We pray, Lord, that you would bless and keep those whom we love, that you would make your face to shine upon them, that you would be gracious to them. Lord, if some of them and us need rebuke, Lord, help us to see the ways that we are not teachable, that our heart is unmoved, that we are callous. Help us, Lord, and give us people around us who might gently rebuke us. We thank you, Lord, that you are our great high priest, that you understand what it is like to be human, and yet you continue to lovingly provide for us. Thank you for making atonement for our sins. Thank you that we can celebrate your resurrection together today. We honor you. We praise you. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory and the majesty forever. Amen.